Well, here we go, gang. 8:09 on this Monday morning. Allison Wynn sits tomorrow. Allison, I think if we were to ever do a two-person morning show, you would be one of the first calls I'd make. We just spent 4 minutes talking about our weekends before. We should have just done all this on the air. So
that would have been all right.
So things are good? Things are well?
Things are good, thank you.
About getting ready to do another blood drive this week, eh?
We are. Wednesday, up at the fairgrounds again. Wednesday from 11 to 5:30. And I am here to almost plead for people to come out.
Yeah.
The blood amount is so short right now.
Mm-hmm.
If folks take a look at the weather every night and watch what happens around the country,
yeah,
that kind of sets us back around the country. We don't see it. We're not affected by it, but it does close down blood drives in other areas. So yes, we would, anybody who is able, who is healthy and has a few minutes, it would be wonderful if they would come out between 11 and 5:30 on Wednesday up at the fairgrounds.
And speaking of weather, I want to ask you about this. What is the policy? Because there's a chance of weather coming in Wednesday.
I mean,
does it have to be just terrible for you guys to call it off and everything?
Yeah. Okay. It's that short.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our people come out of Dubuque and Waterloo, so they kind of do a last-minute scramble. We've even had people during COVID that traveled as far as La Crosse.
Oh, wow.
So they're pretty serious about getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that being said, it's also important, if you take the time out of your day to get there, we really want you to be able to give the blood.
Yeah.
So starting now, start increasing your water intake and anything with iron in it. Orange juice, if you drink your orange juice, that helps your blood retain the iron.
Pulp or no pulp?
That's totally up to you.
I'm always curious.
That is totally up to you. But your iron-rich foods are going to be your red meat, your fish, any lentils, legumes, things like that. You can easily Google what's rich in iron. And still, starting today, you still have the time to up your iron count.
I prepared by going to the Monaco Friday night in Dubuque. Had a steak.
There you go.
Had hash browns.
Oh God,
had an orange in my old fashioned. So I was
prepared
all the way around.
Yeah, you didn't even know it.
How often can somebody give? Like what's the turnaround on
every
something like
56
that?
Days?
Okay.
And again, I'm glad that you asked that, because one of the goals, I think, you know, we all set goals at the beginning of the year. We're going to get healthy. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. If folks would get into the habit of scheduling their next blood drive, just like they do their next haircut or nails or the barbershop or whatever, then you just it becomes a rhythm, you know? So that would be wonderful. I happened to check before I came, we still have a good solid 24 slots that are not spoken for. And I kind of looked at the hours, depending on what your work schedules are or what your plans are for the day. The open times that I noticed were around 12:15, 12:45, 1:30, 2:45, a couple in the late afternoon.
Okay.
So there are some times. This month, if you need a little bit of a reward, they're giving away a $10 gift card that comes to you through the email.
Okay.
And then this month's national event is that you're automatically added, your names are put into a hat for a trip for two to Florida.
Oh my.
So some, you know,
oh
they really
my.
do some nice things. And actually the person, I don't know if it was announced last month, but last month was two people were given a trip to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that was won by Susan and Steven Steiner in Connecticut. So they had a nice visit.
Good for them.
Yeah. So there's great reasons to give. And I don't know, you know, who all out there is listening are Grammy watchers, but Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Bonnie
Raitt? Oh, gosh, yes.
That song, the Grammy for that song. Just like that. And it really hit me that, you know, all of our lives can change.
Just like that.
Drastically, just like that.
Well, you went through it. How many, with, you know, your son and the winter driving, we were just talking about that off the air.
Yep.
My car accident in 2015, you know, it all can change just like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's very important for us to keep the blood supply going and flowing and all of that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, if we could get to a point where everybody can schedule their appointments right there, like
while you're there Wednesday, be like, all right, mark me down 2 months from now. Boom, plan on me here.
And they do have an iPad that floats around that they can do that. The last drive that I was at, a nurse actually helped people. She went to the table while you were still sitting donating and in the snack area. So
okay. About how long does it take, Allison? I mean, how much time does somebody need to set aside?
A good hour.
Okay.
That's getting through registration and donating. I fortunately am a very fast bleeder, so I go right through.
Zing,
yep,
right through.
I can. Yeah, but
like a fire hose at a fire scene.
A good hour. Another statistic that I kind of caught my eye in the last year: 40% of Americans, which is 130 million people, were living in a county where a natural disaster hit, whether
it was
a tornado, mm-hmm. whether it was a flood. So I think when you think about those numbers and you really pay attention to what is going on around our country alone, let alone the war, mm-hmm. it is a very worthwhile cause. You feel great when you're done doing it.
And you lose a little weight, too.
Yeah, right. A pint or so.
You lose a pint. You know? Everybody's trying to lose weight and be healthy. Right. This is a great way to do it.
I agree. So we would love to see you on Wednesday, 11 to 5:30 up at the fairgrounds. If this Wednesday is not convenient for you, I have the future dates of 4 or 5 more blood drives. So if you grab a pencil, we will be having one on Wednesday, March 15th, April 19th, May 17th, June 21st, and July 19th.
Remember the year you guys did it on St. Patrick's Day and everybody's blood had a head on it? Remember that?
I'm not going
to. That's why. This is why I would have you as a co-host, right there. So if somebody needs to make an appointment, what's the best way to go about doing that?
I would call the 1-800-RED-CROSS number. 1-800-RED-CROSS,
gotcha.
Which I believe is 733-2767.
Yes. I remember reading that this morning, the community message board.
Yeah.
So we got something right
there
anyway.
You know.
And then just plan and say, hey, I want to come Wednesday. You know, start, like you said, increasing your water.
Yes.
Orange juice. I almost said lemon. I don't know why.
Lentils.
lemon-scented lentils. And, you know, set aside an hour or so and come make a difference.
Yeah.
So
it's worth it.
Always good
and
to see you.
And we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
we'll do,
that.
We got another one coming up here in a few weeks. We'll promote the Wednesday or the March one, too.
Sounds good.
Always good to see Allison Wynn. You're going to see her smiling face on our website at kmch.com under the Guest of the Day tab.
At Stanley Black.